Spray-on skin and the ability to regenerate entire layers of it are just two promising treatments for burn patients. But as Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology, advancements in this area are slow to come.
Hannah Wilson was 16 when, at a 2008 Fourth of July party, two 8-inch mortars ricocheted off one another, sending one of them her way.
I didn't really know what happened at the time, but I knew something. I knew it was bad, and I couldn't really hear anything because I had 30% hearing loss in my right ear, and I just didn't know really what was going on.
Hannah remembers waking up at Cincinnati Shriners Hospital with her relatives crying. The blast caused third-degree wounds on her right hip, second-degree burns on her calves and right hand, and that 30% hearing loss. 8 surgeries later, she's doing great with minimal scarring.
They did some pretty cool laser treatments on my calves, not gonna lie, because before they were like all chalkled, and now like can't even notice where I got burnt, so...
It just looks like a bruise.
Yeah. Well, actually, that is a bruise.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. You can't really...
You can't see anything.
Exactly.
There is scarring in other places, like her hip, and where doctors took skin grafts. This 7-year-old Haitian girl has a more recent wound. She lies in a bed at Shriners singing and playing with her doll. She's wearing protective covering. It looks like she might have burns on her hands and arms, and she didn't want to give up the microphone.
I like your singing. That's good.
Very good. You're very good.
Up a floor, other children are more seriously burned and on ventilators. Shriners is known for its advanced burn treatment, but Chief of Staff Dr. Richard Kagan admits he cannot do scarless surgery yet.
We always spend a lot of time counseling our kids in terms of what expectations they should have about a treatment and be cautiously optimistic that when they hear about a new treatment on television or through the internet, that they don't assume that it's going to be the be-all, end-all, cure-all for them. They need to come and talk to us about it. We can let them know the facts and let them make decisions that are probably going to be best for them.
One of those treatments Kagan references is called the skin gun. Developer Jörg Gerlach didn't want to be recorded, but in an email addressed some confusing video that seemed to show scars from serious burns disappeared in just 4 days with the use of his product. He sprayed on the patient's own skin cells to burned areas. Gerlach says the burns were second degree and the scar didn't go away completely for a year. He says his product doesn't work on third degree burns. The Army is testing a different kind of spray-on cells. The Armed Forces Press Service reports as many as 106 patients will participate at a dozen hospitals. Here's how it works. In the operating room, doctors harvest a postage stamp-sized piece of skin from an unburned part of the body. Then the biopsy is broken apart into single cells, which are then suspended in a gel-like solution so they can multiply and create new skin tissue. Then, within a matter of hours, the cells are sprayed onto the patient's burns. Other clinical trials involving the military include multiplying skin cells in a flask, and then instead of spraying them on, doctors will apply the new cells as sheets of skin. A third clinical trial uses a skin substitute to treat deep third-degree burns. Until these products come to market, Shriners Dr. Kagan is making do.
There's one product that came out of Mass General Hospital and at Massachusetts Institute of Technology a number of years ago that was called by the lay public the shark skin. It's still around. It's not called that by us anymore. But what it does is it creates a new dermis, which is the bottom layer of the skin, which if you can create more of that, there's less scarring, even though you do have to still skin graft it. That's helped an awful lot.
But the skin graft can be smaller. He says 6 to 8 thousandths of an inch. That's less than half the thickness of a traditional skin graft. The so-called shark skin comes in a 10-inch by 12-inch sheet costing $10,000 a square foot. Kagan says it still takes 3 to 4 weeks to grow skin from a biopsy. It can be combined with the shark skin.
So the people that I know that are using it, using this cultured skin, the grown skin, they're doing it in concert with using the Integra.
There is a product that claims to grow the two primary layers of skin. PermaDerm is tissue-engineered skin for treatment of catastrophic burns. The company that makes it, Regenesin, says it is now working to bring PermaDerm to market. Hannah, the now 20-year-old patient who was burned by fireworks, has an easy answer to making skin.
I hope they invent this machine that put it in there and it grows it to however much you need within like 3 or 4 days. And you can have your skin back.
If only it were that easy now. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.
One note of congratulations to Ann Thompson before we leave Cincinnati Edition. Ann was honored as the best reporter large market by the Ohio Associated Press last week. Way to go, Ann.